On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about the next spring health check coming up with the United Way of Monroe and Lenawee Counties. And happy to have with me the Executive Director, Laura Schultz-Pipas. And welcome back into the program, Laura.
Thanks, Dale, for having me. We got lots of stuff coming up.
We sure do. So let's get right to it. The next health check is going to be coming up. Tell us when and where it's going to be this time.
It is Thursday, April 24th from 8 a.m. to 12 noon at St. Mary's Activity Center. That's part of the Holy Family Parish compound, basically, 305 Division Street. And that's where we usually have our spring one.
Yeah. So for those who may not be familiar with the health checks, a lot is offered at these health checks, isn't it? It's something that a lot of people can take advantage of.
Yes. And it's $20 for a 22-panel blood test. And I'll name off here in a moment some of those tests. And ProMedica, our ProMedica Hospital, Charles and Virginia Hospital, does the lab work for us, so they do a really great job.
That's excellent, yeah. That's great.
And then we have, of course, our health vendors. We have the health department there with us. Schmidt Pharmacy is with us. We had Family Medical Center. They do all of the blood pressure work for us, Family Medical Center. And we also have Department of Health and Human Services, and several ProMedica departments, trauma, stroke, diabetes management, that kind of stuff. So we have quite a few people there in addition to that. And we also offer vitamin D screening for an extra $10 and A1C hemoglobin screening for $15. I just talked to a gentleman this morning. He said that's basically what he needs is the A1C.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, because the 22-panel blood test does have a glucose measurement, but the A1C is a little bit more in depth.
Yeah.
And if you're managing diabetes, that's a test that you need regularly.
Exactly.
That's still a good deal.
And I was going to mention too, Laura, I mean, when the fees that you're telling us about is so much more affordable than if you would have to just go in and get it done, at the hospital or maybe at a lab.
Yeah, absolutely. And even if you're not insured, underinsured, or insured, I have health insurance, but I do this every spring and fall. It's another good indicator I give, and you take a copy to your healthcare provider. And when you get the results, it's very easily readable and I think easy to understand. So I do it myself. And if somebody really can't afford the $20, our interagency partners, we have coupons that we give out. So we trust our partners to say, hey, if there's somebody that really can't afford that, give them the coupon.
Mm-hmm.
And we are working also very closely with the eBide Neighborhood Project.
Oh, good.
That's also a ProMedica project.
Yeah.
And they help us. They put all of our flyers and everything in Spanish.
Correct.
So the money drop-off flyers, where needed, is also in Spanish. So I encourage, and last year we started this. The there's also a senior resources fair next door at the Adrian Senior Center.
Oh, yeah.
And we did that in combination last year. We didn't know how it would go, but you know what? We had our biggest turnout of health check ever at 137 people.
Wow, that's awesome.
So we coordinated with Carrie Robitero of the Lenawee Department of Aging, and I don't know, it worked out really well, so we're going to do it again.
Great. That's a great combination and collaboration to have.
It is. We already have great vendors, and there's senior related vendors across the parking lot.
Yeah.
And Carrie's worked it out so they can bus people in because in case there's a parking issue, and there really wasn't last year. So we're
good.
Pretty happy that that's happening. And I also wanted to share with people we do a medicine take back program, just the pill form. We don't do the liquids or the sharp containers, but there is. That following Saturday, which would be the 26th, you can do that at ProMedica Hospital.
Okay.
The Lenawee Substance Abuse Coalition
Yes. Is
working on that as well. So we'll be promoting, if they have that kind of stuff to drop off, you can do it a couple days later.
Sure, absolutely. And the thing is that, like we said, this is a great way to get these tests done, but also be able to get a lot of great educational and information resources while you're there, too.
Yeah, I mean, part of what the United Way does, we sort of focus on health, education, youth opportunities, financial stability. And this is part of one of our pillars that we want to work with. And if people have questions, they can call us at 517-264-6821. And the setup is 8 a.m. to 12 noon. You don't need an appointment. We usually have a line up there first thing, 8 a.m., because you should fast at least 12 hours ahead of time.
I was going to ask if that is a requirement to do.
Yeah, yeah. And so people kind of want to get it done because they've been fasting.
Yes.
But typically there's a lull around 10:30, but actually last year, the spring one, there really wasn't a lull. But just come. We'll make sure you get served.
Sure.
But I also want to touch on just kind of a few things that are included in that 22-panel blood test.
Yes, please.
I mentioned the glucose. There's a BUN, creatine, sodium, potassium, chloride, TSH, cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, LDL, and all of your blood counts, white, red blood cell counts, and hemoglobin and that kind of stuff. So that's part of it. So it's pretty comprehensive.
I was going to say, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And we've been doing this for a long time in Monroe County, over about 40 years, and we've been doing it almost 10 years.
Here in Lenawee County, yeah.
Yeah. And obviously it's going very well. If you can't make it to the one in Adrian, we do have two more in the spring in Monroe County.
Okay.
On Thursday, May 8th, Our Lady of Mount Carmel Church and Temperance.
Yes.
It's on Lewis Avenue, Temperance. And Thursday, May 22nd, the Dundee Assembly of God Church. And that's on South Custer, South M50. I mean, it's... Just hop on M50, go through Dundee, and on the east side of Dundee, it is on the left as you come out of town.
Yeah, coming out of town, yeah. Easier to find, too.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We have people come to from Lenawee County come to the ones in Monroe and vice versa. Some people just, whatever fits their schedule.
You know, and it might be a little bit more convenient for those, like, say, you know, around Britton, Ridgeway, Deerfield, to go to the one in Dundee, too, for them, because it's a little bit closer.
That's right. And people like us, Dale, who are from Petersburg.
Yes.
Can go to either one. We
there
grew
you
up
go.
Going to both counties for lots of different things. So they can do that. And you also can go to our website at UnitedWayMLC.org or call us, 264-6821, if you have any questions. I'd be happy to accommodate you. And if anybody has any problems getting their test results and stuff, I've done some follow-up with the labs. They're really great about resending if you lose them, you know, whatever.
Good.
Both labs, obviously in Monroe County, the ProMedica Hospital in Monroe does the labs in Monroe County and likewise in Lenawee County, but they're a great community partner. We appreciate them a lot.
And the thing is that we mentioned about this, I know in the past, that getting the results that very safe, very confidential, and very private, that you will be getting them sent to you, right?
Right, directly to you, and then it's up to you to take it to your provider. It's a charitable thing that ProMedica is doing for us, and in Monroe County they've been doing it 40 years and almost 10 years here.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it doesn't go into your MyChart program. People have called me about that, and I have the MyChart also, but no, you have to take it to your provider.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, again, this is going to be daytime and location, Laura?
It is Thursday, April 24th, 8 a.m. to 12 noon at the St. Mary's Activities Center, which is on 305 Division Street.
Here in Adrian.
Yeah, yeah, we'd love to see you.
Absolutely. The more the merrier. And you can, you know, like we said before, the fees for this are very affordable. But like you said, if there is a situation where you can't... you'll be sure to be able to be helped out on that situation.
Absolutely. And I know the eBuy Neighborhood Project's been working very closely with the folks on the east side of Adrian to pass out some of those. And we also work with St. Vincent de Paul and places where they can hand it out with their food program.
Sure, sure.
So
absolutely.
We try to coordinate on that as well.
Now, you're also going to be having a golf tournament that's going to be coming up very soon as well.
Yes, this is a busy time of year for us.
Yeah.
We have like 5 events in 2 months, Dale.
So, yeah, it's just like you got nothing else to do.
That's right.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So we have our 5th annual charitable golf outing in Tecumseh. It's for Lenawee County to help. You know, we fund over 10 local programs for nonprofits here in Lenawee County, and we need that support. Friday, May 16th. We do a shotgun start, I think it's at 9 a.m. But we need teams.
Mm-hmm.
We need sponsors. And you can go to our website to check it out, unitedwaymlc.org. Call us at 264-6821. We have a lot of fun. We have a lot of prizes, a lot of fun stuff. And we would love to see you. And this will be our 5th year that we've been doing it.
So, and again, just a reminder that this is a fundraiser for the United Way.
That is, the more we raise, the more we can help. And I got to put a shout out to our volunteer group that helps us with both of these event.
Yes.
And that is Ann Walker, and she calls her A-Team from the First Presbyterian Church of Tecumseh and Adrian.
Ah.
So I got to get a shout out to them. They have been with us since the beginning in both of these events.
That's awesome.
And they are great volunteers.
That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Now, if you know, with the golf tournament, though, Laura, if you want to put a team up, how much is it going to be for a team?
It's $100 per person or $400 for a team.
Okay.
And we, even if you want to be a tea sponsor for $100 or donate a gift raffle prize.
Okay.
We'll take that, too. I was just visiting a couple of our vendors this morning. I give a shout-out to Sealers Water Systems. They are our landlords at the gallery
shop.
Yes,
yes.
And they sponsor for us, and they also give us – I didn't even have to remind them. I walked in this morning, and there they are, the gift card to Dempsey's. Thank you.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's great to be able to have, you know, great businesses like that and to be, have that collaboration and such giving.
Yes.
Community partners.
I came to work. I'm from Petersburg, but yeah. I spent 28 years with the Red Cross and then went to Catherine Cobb Safe House for a few years and then the United Way. But I started working in Lenawee County about 10 years ago, right about now.
Mm-hmm.
And love the community. Absolutely love working with everybody. We have a great Health and Human Services network of folks that really care about this community.
Yeah.
And as I said, my family's from Petersburg, so I have relatives always in Lenawee County, too.
Sure, sure, yeah. But, I mean, it's just nice knowing and having that sense of community that we have here in Lenawee County, too. It's pretty awesome.
Absolutely. And I got to give a shout out to WLEN Radio, because I'm telling you, there's not a like entity in Monroe County.
Oh, well, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
We really do. Well, we're always willing to be able to help out, to be able to, you know, keep our organizations, especially our nonprofits, you know, viable and to continue to thrive, because it makes a stronger community, as the United Way knows.
Absolutely. We are proud to be a part of that safety net and work with wonderful people in this community. We want to provide for others.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So once again, the health check, the spring health check, is coming up on Thursday, April the 24th.
Right.
Again, from what time?
8 a.m. to 12 noon at St. Mary's Activity Center.
Okay.
Don't need an appointment, but you need to fast 12 hours ahead of time.
That's right. All right. And then also just a reminder that you'll have a drug take back, which just for pill forms
pill
only.
Forms. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then coming up as well is the golf tournament May 16th. And that's going to be at what?
Raisin Valley Golf Club. They do a great job for us. So that's 18 holes, shotgun start, $100 to golf. Or, you know, we'd look for sponsors and prizes too.
Absolutely.
So join us. We have a lot of fun.
Once again, if they would like more information, Laura,
call us at 517-264-6821 or go to our website at unitedwaymlc.com. You can email me, lpipus@unitedwaymlc.org.
Excellent.
Our website is .org, not .com.
Yeah, okay, .org. Okay,
yes.
Excellent. All right. Laura, it's always great to have you on the program. It's always great to see you and talk with you all the time, too, because, you know, it's such great work that the United Way does here in Lenawee County.
Thanks. Right back at you, Dale.
Yeah, thanks. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.